Good morning, good morning, good morning. We are here at the Santa's Gift Program to Me, How I Train My Genie Stem Cells. And this is the entrance, the entrance into the program as we have our first discussion at 9 o'clock Wednesday morning, December 26th. Our discussion is not a discussion necessarily, as it is a sharing of thoughts. Just sort of a rambling way here, and I have not established this on conference, so we will pass this around. What do you think Santa's gift program to you is? Or how I train my genie stem cells. What do you think Santa's gift program is to you? If someone said you had a chance to take out of the infinite cosmos any gift program you wanted to have, what sort of imaginative way would you express your gift program? How would you use the stem cells that Santa has given you, the gift that Santa has given you, to use in your life in any way you want? How would you go about using it? Now, we'll start out going this way here. And Anita, how would you tell us that you think that you're going to use Santa's gift program to you of these stem cells that have nothing to do except what you tell them to do? So you hold that by the bottom area. That's fine. And these are the microphones there.
So my gift from Santa to me is a bag full of whole and perfect, pure and integral stem cells.
Well right? Said.
Okay. I accept.
Now, they are undifferentiated, and they have no idea of what they're supposed to do. They have no idea of what you want of them. So now, what do you want of them? Well, how? It just this is not
okay.
Going to be,
I choose.
No.
I choose to accept the wholeness and perfection and the pure integrity the stem cells are, and I order them to be their cell themselves in me as me. So I express exactly the same.
And did you have any possible thoughts as to how they might do that?
Yeah, when I wake up in the morning, I imagine them starting up here, up on top of my head, sorry, because you don't see my hands, on top of my head, and then they, like a spring, they bubble all over and through my body, and just do their thing, and it's done.
Now, what do you tell them to do? Just for instance, it's among the many things you tell them to do.
Yep.
What are one or two of the things that you tell them to do?
I tell them to be their natural self and restore and reveal and somehow like print their natural self onto me, onto myself and my organ action functions.
Sounds like a nice idea.
Yep.
Any other point at this point?
At this point, that's it.
All right. Ellen, what is Santa's gift program to you, this beautiful stem cell? What are you thinking about them?
Well, Santa's gift to me is that I tell my stem cells, and they know this already, but it's the awareness in me.
I don't want you to get off on the wrong foot here. You do not tell your stem cells because they know it already. You tell your stem cells because they don't know it yet. They are undifferentiated. They have no idea what to do. They say, Mama, tell us what to do. Mama, how can we go and play? Mama, what should we do? You know, and you see, they don't know.
They don't know.
But they're ready to be told.
Okay, then I tell them that all my cells are stem cells, and they are going all around my body, spreading their original purity, integrity, to every cell, to every organ, action, and function of my body, and its perfection and purity revealing in my awareness.
That's nice. Now, what sort of things might happen when you tell them to do that?
That every cell in my body is expressing its original purity and integrity, and that I am living in this awareness.
Every cell now expresses its original purity and integrity, and right now you are aware that each cell is expressing its original purity
right.
and integrity.
Right. That's my gift to myself.
I think that's an interesting gift. It's not necessarily a good gift, because if you know about everything, you know about nothing. If you know about nothing, you know about everything. And so if you know, you are aware of every cell of your body doing what you want it to do, then you're only aware of it on an individual basis as it knows it. Remember?
You're right. I'm not aware that every cell is a stem cell. I just live it.
Well, you can be aware that everything.
Yeah, but then I'm not aware.
You can be aware that everything is a stem cell. That all life is stem cells.
Right.
Everything.
Yes.
And that you can be aware of. But the thing is, the moment you're aware of it, then you're not aware of an individual thing.
Oh well. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Any other comment?
This is a good start.
Okay, good. All right. Now, your stem cells, Sylvia, are undifferentiated, and that's Santa's gift to you. And Santa is the cosmic consciousness giving it to you. Now, what are you going to do with them? How are you going to put them to work in your life?
Well, symbolically speaking, to me, undifferentiated stem cells, for me, are like my pure white light of love.
Uh-huh.
They are my reminder to my original purity and integrity. And like light is, it illumines my whole self to an awareness of being in tune with who I am. And it's like the guiding light of listening within and knowing what I do with this vehicle which I have on this planet Earth to go around and have fun and play. And I don't really have to put a lot of causes in motion with my undifferentiated stem cells, because if they are my light, which I believe, being my pure white light of love, they are in tune as me, what to do, and I merely have to listen, learn to listen to that intuitive self, which is pure and perfect and whole and perfect in me already.
Good direction?
Yeah, it's a good direction. And as I say, I have just to be my pure white light of love, and everything falls into place.
Whatever you interpret the pure white light of love to be, the allness, the isness, the whatever.
Yeah, my stem cells, yeah, my undifferentiated stem cells.
That's what you're experiencing.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Anything else?
No, I think that's a good direction to go at the moment.
I think almost all is said, but first I say thank you to this wonderful gift. And I know about already a long time that every day I get 10,000 new stem cells, and I use them really wisely. When I feel not so good, I talk with them and say, now you are here to make my body whole and perfect and work with me, and I believe in you. and it functions every time. And it's really wonderful that I can believe in this and see my whole body with all these stem cells working perfectly.
Don't you wish you could help somebody else?
No.
That's not the answer. The answer is, you are the creator of your world,
yes,
and anybody
yes.
in your world is just like you are, perfect and
yes,
fantastic
yes,
and glorious.
Yes, 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 yes.
Make sense?
So I see it. Yes, yeah.
The question will come.
Yeah.
If you're so good and you can
speak
your word and you're whole and perfect, help other people to do that. Mm. There's nobody else to help, is there?
No.
Because everybody thinks that way. Everything's
that's
that way
great.
In your world.
Yes, yes.
And
I know.
Your world's the only world that exists.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Very good, man. Anything further?
That's all.
Says it all, huh?
Yep.
For the moment.
For the moment.
Yes.
Yes.
Christina?
Yes,
Santa's gift to you are the stem cells, and how are you going to train these stem cells to be beneficial to you?
I tell them I love them, and I tell them I love them, and I appreciate them, and I make them work to be my original purity and integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And every cell is filled with the pure white light of love and joy and happiness.
And how about other people in your world?
They are...
make a complete sentence.
Yes.
Other people in my world are...
Other people in my world are also... their original purity and integrity, and do their own job in seeing their stem cells whole and perfect.
Mm-hmm. In their own special ways.
In their way.
Creative, joyful, dynamic, and stuff. Is that anything further?
No.
Thank you, Mark.
I am happy to know what it means to get the stem cells coming to my body, and they are of undifferentiated matter. This is very important to understand it and to accept it, knowing I know that I can guide these stem cells in my body aspect from me to have a guidance about my body and my desires I have for myself. And they are ready to go at work immediately.
Don't
stop. And this, for me, is at this moment the very best, the perfect gift of Santa Claus, of Santa to me.
Yes. And what else do you have to say?
I have to say that it is all for myself, and it works for myself alone, and it is a gift to me, and I can pass the happiness I find in receiving these cells and having these cells at my command. I can send out all the good thoughts I have for myself and my creation and my world.
Does it work every time?
Yes, it works every time. Because it is something already so embedded in myself that all what is good goes out.
And all what is good goes out of you, expresses in your life.
Yes.
Now, how can you help other people with that?
Well, I am alone. I am myself and all the other people. I am, and everybody has a choice to be himself and do how they wish, what they want to do, and about they are convinced.
And how
it's
are
not
they doing?
My,
work to enlighten them, but if they ask me something, I am ready to talk with them and have a discussion about the stem
and
cells.
How are they doing?
The stem cells are doing wonderful.
No, how are the other people in
the
your
other
world
doing? Who understand something and believes in himself.
No. If you understand it, you see them understanding it.
Yes, because
and
it is
I'm
one as all.
They're doing it, and they're doing whatever you're doing.
Yes.
And so, you see, we have to stop thinking that we're the teachers.
No.
And we're the sharers.
This
because
last,
that's the way we've been.
This last concept is very important for me.
Yeah.
Being convinced that whatever I tell to
whatever
the stem,
live,
stem cells, they do for
does stem
me.
Cells, right? That's true. That's true. Whatever you tell the stem cells, that's what they express for you. That's very good. Now, can you see how it gets us a start on this here? Gets us a start in our thinking? Now, what is Santa's gift program to me? Santa's gift program to me is the, what? Anybody? The awareness, as you were all saying, the awareness that the stem cells are there for me to use. Now, if I give you a present, and it's wrapped in paper, nice ribbon about it, and you say, oh, I hate to open it, the package is so pretty, you know, what am I going to do? So, you have to open it. And when you open it, then you look inside, what do you find? Zoe, what do you find?
Myself.
You find the stem cells. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, yeah. What are you going to do, though? Hi, stem cells. You're my stem cells. You're my personal stem cells, you know. It's sort of objective,
yeah.
But you're my personal. Yeah. Wow. Wow. What can I do with you? Your wish
is
my command. Your wish is my command, like the genie says, you know. Your wish is my command. And this is the beautiful thing that we want to learn about these stem cells. And that's what we want to learn about the stem cells. Your wish is my command. Not a matter of teaching others, not a matter of healing others, but your wish is my command. Now, are you ready to take command?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to have the intelligence to talk to your stem cells and say what you want them to do in your world? Now, what happens when you say, I feel sick? The stem cells say, okay, we don't care whether you want to be sick or well. You just tell us what you want to be and we'll bring that to you. Or you say, I want to be rich. You'd like that, huh? Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Okay. How rich? Independently wealthy. You know? You see, the minute you put the labels on it, then you limit and say, oh God, I wish I'd said $2 million, because now I can only buy $1 million house. And the $2 million house is really nice, you know. It's what I want now. Prices have gone up, you see. So, but you see, you have to be able to think. Now, you can be sure Bill Gates doesn't think about money. He doesn't think about riches. He doesn't think about amount. He is unlimited, isn't he?
Yeah.
You say, well, yeah, sure, anyway. With that many billions of dollars to be unlimited? No. A lot of people with that many billions of dollars would be tied to their billions of dollars. And wouldn't want to spend any of it, you know, just keep it growing. You know, they want to have a game of seeing how much they could make it be. Well, why do you have money?
To spend and play with it,
yes. That's what you got it for. You don't have money for anything else, do you?
No.
You have money to use. And if you don't use it, what happens?
You lose it.
Now, why do you lose it?
Because you are possessed by it.
No.
You are fearful that you would lose
it. No. You don't use it.
Using it is already losing.
If you don't use it, you don't have it. I mean, you can be sleeping on a mattress of millions of dollars, and it doesn't do you much good, except it's kind of lumpy. not even as good as a nice feather bed, you know. But, you know, it's of no use. Now, that same thing is of our stem cells. Our stem cells are there. Our stem cells are in everybody. Now, we're not going to talk about that this less this week. But just remember, every cell in the universe is a stem cell. Every cell, a tree, a plant, a house, a tree, a bird, the air, the atmosphere, the stars, the moon, the sun, whatever. Every cell is a stem cell. And each is expressing itself as itself. Are some cells, some stars as stem cells doing great things and some stars as stem cells doing not so great things? No. They're all doing great things. They do what they want to do. One star wants to die, so it wants to, implode upon itself. Other stars want to explode upon itself, expand and expand and expand. That's all part of the game. Is it bad? Is it good? It's just an is. And you have to choose what sort of an is world you're living in. Are you living in an is world as being the ultimate human being, the ideal human being? Sounds good, doesn't it? You want to be the ideal divine being? Well, it sounds like I should. But no, that's not what you want to be. You are on planet Earth and you want to be the ultimate human being. Now, the minute you start saying you want to be the ultimate divine being, Earth makes no interest to you whatsoever. The world and what goes on in the world is of no consequence to you whatsoever. It's not that it's bad or good. It's just you're not interested. Now, if you were to die today and left no will, if you were to die today and have left no will like Dolores' mother did, what would you do? What would you do?
Nothing.
Who cares?
All right.
I mean, you don't care. You're not worried about what other people are going to do with what you left behind. You are not concerned. Are you concerned that somebody loves you madly and if you die, they'll be so left and bereft? No, you don't care. You say, well, hey, had a good time. I'm off to Chicago. I'm going off to New Zealand, I don't really give a hoot and holler in hell if you're interested or if you're crying because I'm leaving. My plane ticket says I go and I go. Sure, I'd like to stay here longer, but that means I have to pay more for my extension of my plane ticket, and I'll just go. Well, it's your money. Why not spend it? You don't enjoy it. Well, because perhaps I really want to go back to New Zealand. I really want to go somewhere else, When you die, you just want to go somewhere and do something, whatever it may be, and it's just for the fun of it. And do you take everybody along? Does Anita take her mother along every time she goes to New Zealand? Her mother's never been there, has she? Her mother has no idea what she's playing around with over. What's going on in New Zealand? Well, you see, that's the death. She is really dead. And then she's born anew in her mother's life whenever she appears on the scene or whenever she writes to her or calls her. It's a new birth. And her mother said, Anita, how wonderful! And he said, why are you so excited? I mean, I was only, it's been only about an hour since I called you last, or maybe a year or two or whatever. But you see, we do that. We have our false values. If her mother would say, Anita, I'm so happy you called. I want to tell you about all the things I'm doing now. It's so exciting. And she, now, between each other, they live in the now. And then Anita says, well, Mom, gotta go. My car is out here, the motor's running, and I didn't realize they're going to be this long on the phone. So, see you. And Mom would say, see you, dear. And they're gone. Just like that. No farewells of great extent or anything. And no, where are you going? What are you doing? What direction is your car facing? Are you going uphill or are you going downhill? What are you doing? No. See, you don't ask what's going on other dimensions because you don't even care. You care only about what mention you're on. No. Sounds selfish, but it's not. Because it's what it's all about. Now, what do you want to do? How do you want to utilize your stem cells? Where do you want to put them into motion for yourself? Where do you want to have them bring about it? You are an ideal human being. And you say, what are you talking like that for? You know, being an ideal human being should be pretty good. Yes, it is. But you want it so much, you're not going to get it. Because you already determined what an ideal human being is, and you haven't even the greatest idea of what an ideal human being is. You don't know how wonderful it can be. You don't know how magnificent it can be. You don't know how exciting it can be, you see? You don't have any idea. But you just say, I'm an ideal human being. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know, so it is. I'm independently wealthy, you know? If you're independently wealthy, you may purchase anything you wish. You see? And it's wonderful. But when you say, I am an ideal human being, that's kind of smooth. Or I am an ideal spiritual being. Mm-hmm. Or I am my divine self. Mm-hmm. Or, see, let it be generic. Let it be without any limits, without any definition around it. It falls into the pattern of the ideal human being, or ideal spiritual being, or ideal divine being, or the ideal mother. What's the ideal mother? Well, I got some ideas about what an ideal mother should be. Mm-hmm. Forget them. Because whatever you have thought about is not any portion of what an ideal mother really is. What would the ideal mother say if her son kicked her? You know? Well, the ideal mother wouldn't have her son kicking her, would he? See what I mean? And so right away we try to answer the question, what an ideal mother do with her son trying to kick her? Well, like you said, she would say, sweetheart, what seems to be the problem? But before the kid even has confusion, the mother sees the kid, the ideal mother sees the kid, fantastic! He knows the answers to everything. He is an ideal son. How about that? That's nice, huh? The ideal daughter. The ideal husband. The ideal wife. The ideal mother. The ideal father. Now you see, that takes us into levels of consciousness, and it's only the stem cells that are playing there. Now, do you want the stem cells to play in your consciousness as the ideal being or as the becoming being? You know? I'm becoming an idea. I'm becoming a pianist. I'm becoming a mother. I'm pregnant, you know. No, you're not becoming. You are. Whatever you visualize, that beingness that you are, that's what you are at that moment. Now, are you there? Are you feeding? I know that's perhaps the wrong word. Are you seeing your stem cells being all that you want them to be? Or are you seeing your stem cells being your limited self, you know? How are you seeing your stem cells? And what attitude are you seeing your stem cells? Are you seeing your stem cells as just happy beings that are expressing exactly what you have in mind? Or are you seeing them happy little beings that are expressing the ideal that you have in mind? And the ideal you don't know. But it's fun. It's fun. So now, what are you going to do? How are you going to train your genie stem cells? Interesting, huh? It's a very wonderful thing. But it's a very powerful thing. It's a very exciting thing. But you have to make your decision about that. And if you fall in the trap, which is easy to do in what you're doing, if you fall in the trap that says, this is how life is, what color are trees? Whatever color I choose to have them be. Are they brown? Are they yellow? Are they red? Are they green? You know, they're all those things. You know? They are. Are they silver? Mm-hmm. You know? Are they gold? Mm-hmm. Are they like the yellow sun? See, this is what life is all about. We are unlimited. And what does an ideal tree look like? What does an ideal leaf look like? And how do you look at an ideal leaf? You got to have ideal eyes to look at an ideal leaf, you know? And the ideal eyes see only the magic of it. They see it being revealed. And see, that's why the word revealed is so wonderful for us. We are revealing that which already is, everything that already exists. And all we are doing is making it known to us, making it aware to our consciousness. Now, why is the word consciousness a word that has so many meanings to us? The word consciousness, we think, means you're conscious or you're unconscious. If you're conscious, you're alive. If you're unconscious, you're sleeping or you're dead or something like that. Now, who's to say? Are the leaves unconscious after they fall from the tree and lay on the ground, just because they appear to be useless? Or are they life continuing on its pattern of being life? Now, you have all seen time-lapse photography. Time-lapse photography takes a little seed and has it come out, and stem comes out, and the leaves come out, and the flowers come out, and so on. And then you know what they do with time-lapse photography? They go back from the beautiful, fulfilled plant back to the seed. Now, is that true? Is that real? Can things go backward as well as forward? Mm-hmm. From nothing to something and from something to nothing? Well, it can, and they do all the time. Now, if we recognize we have the power, and the word power, we have the ability to reveal, better than the word power, we have the ability to reveal anything or any stage or any point in which anything exists. Because things exist as a seed, total, done, nothing more to do. Things exist as a plant, you know, grown with the flowers on it. Things exist as a cob of corn. Things exist as a cob of corn, all heated up nicely with butter and salt on it, and just delicious, you know. But what has that got to do with anything? These are all stages. These are all stages. Now, part of what we will reveal this week is what stage we each are at. What stage in our consciousness are we now expressing, and what stage can we reveal in our consciousness, and do we want to? Because when you live in the stage of being in the womb, you have a whole different attitude about life as when you are first born, or when you are 1, 2 years old, or 20, or 50, or 100, each stage. Now, I walk from my hermitage to the monastery for breakfast each morning and for the meals, and as I walk up here, I say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. Now, I'm whole and perfect. So I say, I'm whole and perfect. And I walk up here, and I say that. And as I walk up here, I do this. You know, shoulders back, chest out, chin up. Man, I feel good. I'm whole and perfect. Oh, I feel so. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm whole and perfect, except that that's what I am. And I don't know how. Why that change is coming at me. Why don't I do that all the time? Why don't I? I'm whole and perfect all the time. Sit there, you know, like a live fish, you know, and just be enjoying life, you know. Really. Anita took two of our goldfish and put in one of the ponds there that she just finished remodeling and did a good job with it. And the two goldfish, she built a two-room apartment for them. She took a concrete block, which had two holes in it, and then she put a stone on top of it. And so the fish swim in and out of it. Now, in that pond, there's only two fish. In that pond, these fish are wiggling around, looking at things. They are not frightened. In the other pond, if they see me walk up to the edge of the pond, they sort of go down underneath their ledges. But here, these guys don't. Because these guys are in purity. These guys are pure love. Now, we're going to take all the guys out of the other pond and put them in this fresh pond. And then we're going to clean up the old pond and then put fresh water back into it, make it all start from scratch, you know. And then the fish will be back into this original purity and integrity. But then the schmutzik, the regular purity and integrity, after a period of time, with their natural defecations and so forth, and pretty soon they'll be all green water, and you can't see them. And then the tendency is for them to hide in the green water. They hide in the green water because they don't know their original purity and integrity. They have gone a long way from it. They've surrounded themselves with all that algae and all the other things like that. And it's a silly thing to do. And you and I, we do that same thing. We surround ourselves with all that algae and all that attitudes. If we surround ourselves with our original purity and integrity, what would happen to us? We would be like the two fish in the clear pond, fearless. Everything is my environment. I have no special place to hide, even though they have their apartment. And they just swim in and out of their apartment, just as though it's the most wonderful place in the world. And they just thoroughly enjoy each other. Now, we can take a lesson from those fish. Because those fish don't know fear. They don't know anything. And when Anita scooped them up, she says, "Well, little guys, you're going to have a new place to live now for a while. And you're going to have such a good time. I put the apartment in there for you. And I put a rock up on top of the house to make it look really nice for you. And you get fed every day, you know, and stuff like that." And they said, "Thank you, thank you. We created you doing this to us because we are the two who are ready to come. We are the two who are ready to reveal our original purity and integrity." Now, Anita's going to want to help those other fish express their original purity and integrity, but it's not going to work. Because Anita has to make a change. She can't just take those fish out of that pond and put them in a pure pond. She's got to put them in a bottle first. Each of the fish that she takes out has to go into a cleansing bottle, which washes away all the gook and the gushima. And then she takes them out of there and puts them in the fresh pond. She doesn't contaminate the fresh pond, at least with their outsides. And then as they live in the fresh pond, they like it, and pretty soon they breathe in this beautiful, pure water, and they just enjoy it so thoroughly. But you see, you all are here this week, not by accident. And you're here this week to step out of your old pond, step out of your algae pond that you can't see even hardly, and be put into a fresh, new attitude of life. Totally a new way of looking at yourself. Totally a new way of bringing these stem cells into action in your life for whatever gift you want to give to yourself. It's just up to you. It's just up to you. Now, just an illustration, your illustration. What would each of you think would be a way of leaving the old and entering the new? Now, I don't teach that. I teach we enter the new. But just for your discussion's sake, what would you think would be a way of leaving the old and entering the new? Now, and we'll start out with Anita again. How would you leave the old attitudes you had, the old world you had, and the old life you had, and all the limitations that didn't work, you know, they were dumb to hang on to, and all the things that shook you, and enter into that which, where you're unshakable, where you really know who you are. Now, what would be one of the illustrations you would give of leaving behind and entering into the new?
Okay. I enjoy my unlimited self, my ideal self, by really just simply telling myself I like me.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh,
that's all.
Yeah.
And I just thought before when you talked about this, did you use the word ideal? This ideal self, so I don't put it into divine or ideal human being. When I tell myself I like me, it has no name on it. It's like accepting my whole ideal being.
Mm-hmm. But there you put the name ideal.
Yeah. Oh, so simply, I like me.
Yeah.
That's it.
No adjective, no adverse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like that, I swim in a pure, beautiful pond without fear. And I don't even need to say that. Yes. And the funny thing is, those two fish that are in the new pond, they swam into the net. Because I purposefully said I tried to catch some fish, and I couldn't get them because I couldn't find them in that green pond. And then I said, okay, one more go. The fish that wants to come, comes. And these two swam into the net. So I took them. Yeah. It's simply, I like me. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
Yep. Yep.
Ellen, how would you define that?
Well, the first thought which came up to me was driving in a foggy atmosphere and suddenly coming out of the fog and see the sun and the purity and all the environment, absolutely divine, just gorgeous. That's the first thought which came up to me, and it's just an awareness who I am, being my pure, divine, perfect self. As an example, you say, give an illustration,
that's
so
good,
that
good.
Came up.
Well, for me, it's really the concept of I like me. You know, coming back to the pond, the algae, the green, dark pond, is just a pond where actually I like myself too, but with all the other thoughts that come, limiting thoughts, and that I sometimes don't like myself, and all that stuff, and the clear water is just plain I like me. And the secret naturally is how do I do that I have only thoughts of I like me, without that others have a chance to creep in and disturb the water, you know. So that's the illustration. I mean, I can see myself in the clear pond, but I'm still aware of the other one that needs the cleaning. So maybe that's what the seminar is all about. So I see myself swimming in the clear water. Just plain, I like me. And all is divine order. Perfect.
My first thought was freedom. And I see only the light. And also this, I am myself and have fun. And with the thing, I like me. And can... That's actually the most important thought, I think, every day. And then all is fulfilled, perfect, and I live in the light.
And how would you define that? How would you illustrate that?
I see a little bit, I come from the darkness,
into the light.
Light seen through
yes,
the
theme. Yes, that's yes, the theme. Yeah.
And so, like the fish were in the yes. muddy darkness,
yeah, yeah.
they came out into the fresh.
Yes.
In the darkness of non-illumination and into
yeah,
illumination.
Yeah, yeah. That us, Ellen, was the mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. her explanation. The fog.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fog.
Great. Mm-hmm. Anything more?
No.
I give no power to the old. I give no power to the old or the things I don't want. I see myself only living in the positive ideas and concepts, and I like me. That's I also think is the most important.
Good. And what illustration would you give to show that, if you could? All these things don't lend themselves to illustration, but we can choose something if we can.
It's like a lake where there is storm, and when it's when the storm is over, it becomes quiet again, and the lake has no waves or ripples, it's clear, and then I can see also to the ground.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Would you like to give us your illustration that might come to your mind of how you would leave behind that which you no longer are interested in and go into whatever you're interested in?
This is a question, it seems very easy to use it, this concept.
I'm listening.
I know that everything thought, that everything is a thought, and every thought is a being, something that comes into a life. So, whatever I think and I dream of, the more convinced I stick to it, the easier and the sooner I get it. And this is all this I can use the stem cells for the definite effect.
Did you have an illustration of how that might have happened or could happen?
First, I think I am independently wealthy. Without thinking of this independent wealth is giving it no amount to it, mm-hmm. only independent wealthy. Mm-hmm. And I experience it even in small effects, but I experience it. And so is with other things. I think my thought, I wish something, I want a scraper for thing off the bridge, as little things from the table. Next day I had the idea to take a nice card, which I wanted to keep, and it serves perfectly the purpose I had in mind. So, just seeking something, and the same stealths are there to work for me, and to bring the experience for me what I desired to have.
So you thought to yourself, I would like to clear the table of the crumbs.
Yes, the crumbs.
How would I pick up the crumbs? Would I use the little table vacuum cleaner, or would I use something else? And then the thought came to your mind, something to scrape it off, something to guide it off, something to slide it off. And then what did you use?
A nice cart, which arrived.
You used a cart.
Yes.
Now, why did you say nice card?
A nice card.
Were there any not nice cards around?
That is already a definition.
It's
already a judgment, even if it is good.
I used
the card, which was
the first one that came to your fingertips.
The fingertips, yeah. Which was helping me to use what to bring into effect what I wanted.
Beautiful, beautiful, very good. Anything else?
There are many things. Now I understand. Sometimes I I ask myself, what can I do to have a different effect? But now it is clear to me.
The answer comes.
The answer comes.
It's already there.
It's there.
You merely reveal it.
Yes.
Nice, huh?
It's wonderful.
You bet.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Well, very good. Well, that gets us started on our first discussion in preparation for our first lecture this morning. So think on these things and let them be your reality. And join our two friends who have made their first step. And Anita will tell us what their names are.
Their name is George and Amy.
George and Amy. Okay, the two goldfish are George and Amy. And I will be very interested to see
which one is which.
Once she starts adding Henry and Peter and Mary and Paul, whether she can tell George and Amy from them. Maybe they'll all be so brilliant, so beautiful together. Beautiful. Okay, let's prepare ourselves for our going down to the Citadel, to the embassy, that is, to the embassy cathedral for our sharing together.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.